Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I'm going to read to you not really a verse. I'm going to read to you half a verse. Just a few words from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. And we're going to talk about this idea of being a pilgrim. So here we go. Just a few words from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1, where we read, "To the pilgrims of the dispersion." Now, Peter clearly wrote to Christians. And in the opening of his first letter, he gave them a descriptive title. He called them pilgrims. Again, our verse says, "To the pilgrims of the dispersion." Now, when you say the word pilgrim, most of us, we think either of a cowboy like John Wayne addressing his fellow cowboys, or we think of very strict men with tall black hats back in colonial America. But when the Bible addresses Christians as pilgrims, the idea is of someone who is a temporary resident in a foreign land. Pilgrims have a homeland, but that's not where they presently live. A pilgrim is not the same thing as an immigrant, because pilgrims are sojourners and travelers. They're just passing through their present place. So the great danger for a pilgrim is to set roots down too deeply in where they live in the here and now. It's also true that pilgrims are always outnumbered. They live among those who are natives and permanent residents, but pilgrims live in constant awareness of their true home. They are homesick for heaven because they know that as good as it may be in the land they presently live, it still isn't home. In the early Christian writing, the Epistle to Diognetus, we get the idea of what pilgrims are like. These are some lines from that early Christian writing. Again, it was titled The Epistle to Diognetus. Quote, "They inhabit the lands of their birth, but as temporary residents of it. They take their share of all responsibilities as citizens and endure all disabilities as aliens. Every foreign land is their native land, and every native land a foreign land. They pass their days upon the earth, but their citizenship is in heaven." Now, in reference to heaven as the native country, a pilgrim is one who sojourns on earth. When we love this world too much, we aren't living as pilgrims. When we can't be distinguished from the natives and from the permanent residents, we aren't living as pilgrims. When we no longer yearn for our heavenly home, we aren't living as pilgrims. When we feel too at home in this country, we aren't living as pilgrims. Now, don't get mixed up on this. God doesn't want us to be miserable here, but he also doesn't want us to feel too settled in the here and now. It's possible for some of us to feel that we are really finding our place in this world, when really, the world is finding its place in us. There's an old hymn that reflects the heart of a pilgrim. The lines go something like this. "This world is not my home, I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from beyond heaven's door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore." Another verse of that song goes like this. "O Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore." Perhaps you've recently felt out of sorts and feel like you don't really belong. Instead of taking it as something bad, why not take that feeling as a blessing. Today, maybe God is reminding you that your citizenship is really in heaven.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.